philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Oh, it's so wet and miserable here at the moment. Hello, climate change. It's just been raining and raining and raining as it has along a lot of the east coast of Australia. We had a little easing, but it's not like it's not torrential, but it's just consistent. And so no walking on the beach for me today. So I'm in the studio and I'm doing a bunch of editing. I've got a show that I've been working on for a while and we're just wrapping up the second season. So I'm getting all the episodes edited, which is, I don't necessarily enjoy the content editing. It always feels like something that I wait until the last minute to do. But, you know, it's not too bad. Anyway, the problem has been that I actually edited about 45 minutes of this episode, a great content edit, and then I forgot to fucking hit save. What? And, yeah, and there goes those hours of work. So I had to restart, and so I'm, like, back to that point, but I just needed to take a little break. But I've hit save. I was just having a conversation while I've been, you know, editing with a friend of mine, Brooke, and she asked how my podcasting workshop went on the weekend. So this weekend just passed. I ran my first in-person workshop for at least a couple of years. I think I was trying to think of when the last one was, and I was really racking my brains. But I ran a workshop in with Kelly that was called Undercurrent in Byron, and I think that was in 2019. And before that, it was probably my retreat, which was March 2019, I think. And that was the last time I'd run anything in person, because the rest of the time we've been, you know, pandemic. And so this was the first in-person thing I'd run. And my friend Brooke was just asking me, how did it go? What did you learn? What would you change? And it was interesting reflecting upon it. There's a lot of things that I think went well, and there's some things that I would definitely change. And one of them was I feel like I was too ambitious in what is attainable in 5 hours. Definitely very ambitious. And I think there's this, what I kind of want to talk about is like when we're doing something like this, when we're creating something new, when we are putting something that we lived inside of us out into the world and giving it an expression. And that could be a workshop. It could be, you know, running your first retreat. It could be recording a podcast intro and outro. It could be doing an Instagram live. You know, it could be creating a piece of art that didn't exist before. It could be singing a song in front of an audience. You know, anything that is new, that has had a life within us and we're giving it some kind of external expression out into the world, we're creating something, or like that is actually the term for manifesting, right? Like manifesting isn't sitting on your ass on the couch waiting for things to happen. It's really like creating something from nothing, right? And that is an active process. So it can be a co-creation for sure, but it's not as passive as one would have think, right? Because while something's living inside you, it's inside you. It doesn't exist outside of you yet. When it does, whether it's a thought, a feeling, you know, once we give something inside of us an expression, it makes manifest. It becomes real. And in that process of making something from that didn't exist before, it can make us really, you know, stretch beyond what feels comfortable. And it can also make us a little more harshly judgmental towards what we're creating. Just checking that we're recording, and we are. So I remember late last year, I ran a podcaster's development workshop, and I created this really amazing framework, you know, like a process that I was going to take people through to help them get very clear on who they are, what makes them unique, right? Because there's just so many same podcasters out there. It's the same with Instagram. It's the same with fucking everything. There's just so much sameness. And what I want to do. Like, I believe a great show is someone who is, you know, like themselves, whatever the fuck that means. That can be the hardest part, right? Like figuring out who you are and how you want to show up in the world is, and what your purpose is. That's the hardest fucking shit. And so I was taking through this process. But what I realized during the first workshop was that I hadn't quite figured out how to bring it all together, how to like wrap it up. And so there was this really awkward part. I'm pretty sure I recorded a podcast episode back on it at the time. You know, there was just this really awkward part where I lost control of what was happening and I felt like I was failing. And I felt like, you know, the entire workshop that I had created and the co-creation that had happened suddenly became almost worthless because I couldn't wrap it up in a neat bow at the end. And it haunted me a little bit. And it actually made me really afraid to run the second one because I was like, oh my God, what if I can't pull it all together? And so I sat down with that like internal feedback. And I'm glad that I had the second one booked because I could figure out how to wrap it up, you know, like how could I approach this differently? And this is really important to note, right? Because often we'll try something once and it doesn't go perfectly, amazingly, you know, like just flows. And then, you know, there's like a little hiccup at some point and we tend to focus on that and put all of our attention and energy onto this like one little flaw rather than the rest of the incredible amazingness that happened and the value people actually got. Right? We're just so focused on that little thing we did wrong that we're not seeing it in context of the larger picture, right? So here comes the rain, a little heavier now. And so it's I love, and I think this is a practice that I will get into, is running something twice because there's the first time where inevitably there will be some kind of mistake. This is something that we need to embrace. The first time we do something, it's likely, it's not going to suck, but it's not going to be our best shot at it, right? It may be. Sometimes we do something the first time and we have what is beginner's luck, right? Where it just goes amazingly. And then it's very difficult sometimes to replicate that. But the most people's experience is the first time we kind of suck at something. Actually, I was having this conversation during my workshop at the weekend where it's like where every podcaster who goes back and listens, who's been in the game for long enough, will go back and listen to their first episode and cringe. Right? Because in some way, because they've evolved and they've, you know, and they can see, they can feel how nervous they were at the time. And maybe they've moved on from the message that they were delivering, or maybe they've developed their voice and it's no longer, you know, it sounds different now. Maybe they sounded really staccato and like they were reading from a script. You know, these are all like, and I was saying how my first radio demo that I recorded when I haven't listened to it for years. I'd have to see if I could find it. But it's like so bad, so bad, so bad. But it was a woman who was willing to give things a shot. You know, she wanted to work in radio. So she went and did a little course and she recorded this demo and it got her a job. And that was a real turning point for me, right? Like without that, I wouldn't be here behind the mic now. And I wouldn't have had 17 years experience as a voiceover artist. And, you know, 7 years as a podcast teacher and mentor. And as a podcaster, as a weekly podcaster, none of that probably, it might have, but I wouldn't be as experienced as I am without me recording that really shitty demo. So I just really want to invite you, if you're thinking, I mean, there's a few different things here, right? Like number one, if you've got something that's growing inside of you, that you want to give an expression to, whether it is a podcast, a song, a, you know, like whatever it is that's living inside you that wants to find an expression outside of you, something that you want to create, then keep in mind that, yeah, it's not going to go perfectly, but that's no reason not to do it, because you cannot get to the next phase of it if you're not willing to go through the part where we suck, the part where we embrace that, yeah, you know what, that didn't go perfectly, and that's okay, because that wasn't the value. The value was, number one, you did it, and number two, we're never going to know what people get out of working with us sometimes. You know, like, we're never going to know what the experience is like from a person who's sitting in one of your workshops, or, you know, or is a participant in your course, or is a coachee, or whatever. We're never really going to know what the experience of that is like. We're never really going to know what they're going to take away from it. So, but they will take something away from it, right? And even if that is, I never want to work with this person again, that's still something, right? We can't, I don't know, like, we just can't control what someone else is getting out of something. They've chosen you for a reason. They've probably got way, 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 if you're even thinking about that, if you're even thinking about the amount of value they got out of it, they probably got fuckloads more value than you could ever imagine out of it. So, yeah, so I'm running a second workshop as a, well, basically I, there's been a lot of people swimming around and some of them couldn't do that date. So I'm running a second date, it looks like, and I'm, what I'm thinking about doing is just doing them small. Like, I don't want to do, in human design, we have what's called the penta, and that's 3 to 5 people. And once we get beyond that, it's, you know, I don't know, it just, I'd rather just work in pentas. And so I'm really restricting my work at the moment to small, intimate groups, because I find that I can dig much deeper and people will get more value out of it. But I also get a lot more value out of it because I get to, you know, like, really dig in. So, yeah, they may become a bit more of a feature. And the in-person stuff, like, I'm really digging it. I'm really digging that, like, at the moment there's this, like, I had never really saw myself having a market locally. I had always thought that it would be easier online, but I'm actually finding it's quite good locally. So interesting, because I used to always say that to people. If you're not having much success online, why not try local? And it's not that I'm not having much success online. I'm having a good amount of success online. It's just that I actually do prefer, you know, like, particularly because of this pandemic, I think I prefer, now that we're, well, who knows if we're coming out of it. You know, it's just a lovely opportunity to gather in a safe way, and connect and be in each other's actual energy. So, yeah, that's just some random thoughts about, you know, I guess what I learned through my experience at the weekend. I'm overly ambitious sometimes about what can be fitted in. And this is like a key little lesson if you're creating something. I think it's good to be ambitious, but also to have it founded in some kind of reality. Like, you know, I can't, now I can see how it would be very difficult for me to take in 5 hours someone from no idea of what they want to podcast about to, you know, like, having recorded an intro and outro and have their artwork done and an introduction episode done. Like, that is just, that is like a 3-day retreat. It's not a 5-hour workshop. So, but also these people have gone away with a very clear idea of what they want to, what their next moves are. And, yeah, and it's really fun watching that unfold. So, you know, I think sometimes we create these huge expectations for ourselves, and then when we don't live up to them, it's very easy to cut ourselves down and hide away, and then, like, not ever want to do that thing again because it felt really uncomfortable. But it's actually through the repeated process. Like, there's no point repeating something if you fucking hated it. But think about why you fucking hated it. Was it because of your own shit around how much value you were bringing? Is it because you felt nervous? Or is it because you actually just don't like doing that, right? Like, there's a difference. So, yeah, that's it from me this week. Until next week, Peace out. Carlos and Bees. I'm Carly Nimmo. Da 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 da.